Right now, Fort Carson, 24 degrees. Get weather info anytime. All you have to do is go to KRDO.com. It is time, Renee, for our monthly visit with one of our El Paso County Commissioners.
Yes, El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller is here. Hello.
Well, good morning once again. I'm doing very well, recovering from my Thanksgiving, you know, food coma hangover. So
I know, it takes like a week plus, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot going on. If you don't mind, because it's happening tomorrow, can we start with the budget? Yeah. So there is a vote on the 2020 budget tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we've been through all the public hearing process. We've had a couple of public hearings, allowed folks to come in, kind of express their concerns. After all, it is spending their money, but we're statutorily required to present a budget every year and pass a balanced budget every single year. So tomorrow, December 10th, if you want to have your voice heard, come down to the County Commission building, 200 South Cascade, where we will be presenting the final budget and then voting on it.
Now, what are some of the biggest things from the budget for next year?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes into the budget, obviously. We're about a $400 million budget. We try to put as much towards transportation as we possibly can, but with 2,850 employees, including those from the sheriff's office, the DA's office, and you know all those other statutory offices across the county, you can imagine that most of our money goes into personnel. That's kind of the really big deal. We've had a circumstance in the last year or so where, you know, the state of Colorado, it's sort of frustrating to us. They've had record economy, record growth, record budgets there, yet somehow they keep coming up short in dollars. And so they end up pushing costs down to us in the county. And one of the biggest ones we're going to see in the 2020 budget that we had not seen previously is an increased cost to our jail. And that's because the state of Colorado decided to reduce some felony-level sentencing. So possession of methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of heroin, possession of fentanyl used to be a felony. Okay. And now they've reduced that down to a misdemeanor. So when you serve a felony sentence in the state of Colorado, if you're convicted of a felony and you serve a sentence, you go to the Department of Corrections, a state-funded institution. But if you're convicted of a misdemeanor, that's served in the county jail. So as you can imagine, reducing those from felony-level charges down to misdemeanor-level charges is going to force more and more and more people to go into our already overcrowded jail.
Well, and if I remember correctly, I think every sheriff from every county showed up at the state capitol to try and stop this.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it was every sheriff, but I'm sure it was certainly most of the sheriffs in the state of Colorado, if not every sheriff. And, you know, and it looks like we're going to see more of that to come in this upcoming legislative session as well.
So for just for the jail thing, how much approximately are we kind of looking at impact wise for the budget?
I think the estimates kind of vary, but I think we could be looking at anywhere from $5 to $10 million extra in jail housing costs. But it doesn't just end there. That, you know, that's the cost of adding somebody into a bed that already exists. But here's the problem that we're having. You know, we already have a jail that's overcrowded.
Yeah.
And so at some point, we're going to have to figure out, you know, what are we going to do with these people? Either we're going to have to catch a lot of them, you know, arrest them and then release them, which is happening in many circumstances, or we're going to have to get to a point where we do some sort of an expansion.
If we were going to build a new jail, what cost are we talking about?
A lot. I was actually just talking to the sheriff about this last week. You know, we're looking at it to build a new jail somewhere between $100 and $125 million.
Because we kind of saw that. Where is it? Jefferson County? They just went through this whole process, too, and had to vote on this massive jail expansion. And I'm sure you've talked with sheriff about this repeatedly. Do we expand what we have? Do we build again?
Yeah. And so what happened in Jefferson County, they just put out a I think it was a Tabor retention and a tax increase of some sort. And the voters overwhelmingly rejected that. And so the sheriff in Jefferson County said, you know what? This isn't about expansion. We can't provide the services for the amount of jail that we've got. So we're going to shut down a wing of our jail. And that's what they're doing in Jefferson County. They're shutting down an entire floor of their jail and scaling back the number of people that they can hold in detention.
Wow. Okay.
And Mark, let me ask you this. This just popped in my mind. I know the sheriff has talked about that the area that the jail is currently located is kind of landlocked, so you can't really expand. Can you have two jails? So you could build a smaller second jail, but keep the current jail. I mean, is that an option?
Yeah, I mean, I think all things are on the table, Mike. All things are on the table. But I can tell you why that's not a great option. Okay. Transfer makes that really difficult. You know, say you have one jail on one side of town and another jail on the other side of town, and you need to get people back and forth between areas. That means, you know, more transportation costs, more deputies to be able to securely transit people across, you know, the area between the jails.
Right.
So I would say this, all things are on the table, yes, but of the options, I don't think that's one of the better ones.
Okay.
Okay, so we do need to take a break. Can you stick around for another break?
For sure.
Because we need to talk about the build grant. That,
yes.
That is exciting. So we'll have more with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller next on KRDO News Radio. And this morning we're talking with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller. Good morning, Commissioner Waller.
Good morning.
And this is very exciting news for our area. This was something that was worked on by several agencies, organizations, government, state, local, federal government too. It is the Build Grant. And this is a huge push for El Paso County and helping our transportation needs around military installations.
That's right. This Build Grant's been awesome for our community. You know, I spend a lot of time going back to D.C. to lobby the federal government to make sure we're getting our fair share of tax dollars coming back to our community. We were able to do that with the I-25 expansion, $65 million coming back to help get that done. But this one is even more local. As you said, we have some areas around military installations that need improvement, you know, intersections, interchanges to overcome traffic congestion and some dangerous areas. We have $18.3 million from the federal government coming back to our region in order to put into four projects across the county. I'm super excited about that. It's been a great partnership. Actually, the Colorado Department of Transportation was the person on the application. So they're the ones that actually signed the application, but it was completely done, completely written by our county engineer, Jennifer Irvin. I can't say enough about how well she's done for our community. And I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited to see this $18.3 million coming in, because that means we're going to be able to make soldiers getting on and off bases a lot safer.
Now, when do we know the estimated start time for these projects? Because we all know the backup. I'm just using Fort Carson as an example. The backups getting into Fort Carson, right?
Yeah. I you know, one of the things that this administration has looked for, and by the way, there were, I think, around 670 applications for these build grants, $9.6 billion total that they were awarding. Only 55 counties, or only 55 areas, were awarded a build grant. So 55 out of like around 670 applications, 55 out of 670, and we were one of them. And I'm convinced the reason that we were one of them, and the reason that we got the I-25 grant, is this administration wants to know that if we're going to give you money, you better be ready to start building.
Like so, now.
Like now. Okay. So to answer your question, construction's going to start early 2020, so early next year, early next quarter.
That's fascinating. That's right, great.
Good news. Good to see you. We'll get you scheduled for next month. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
All right, 751 KRDO's Morning News.